Good evening. I appreciate your prayers. I have a message, I feel like, from the Lord this evening that is a message of maybe encouragement, reflection, I would say. I've written on the board, "Have I not commanded you?" That comes from the first chapter of Joshua, where the Lord brought this thought to me. Recently, there was some discussion around this verse. It was actually with some folks at work, and there's some plans to study this verse a little more in depth. And it comes from Joshua 1:9, and I'll say this: I appreciate the song because I feel like this goes right along with the way the Lord brought this thought to me. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. For each situation I've been faced with, there's been grace for that. There's been grace for every difficult situation, for every place that the Lord has called me to. He's been there to help. So I would like to first read, kind of to get a baseline of this, the talk this evening. A little context. This is the Lord talking to Joshua. He had been in Moses' presence for, I didn't look into it about how long he knew Moses, but he was Moses' right-hand man, obviously. And Moses had passed away, and it was time for the Israelites to go across into Canaan, and Joshua was to lead them. And I really appreciate that this first chapter of Joshua and also the first chapter of Jeremiah have been very special to me because it's an encouragement to someone who probably feels less than adequate, I think, is the way I read this. Joshua seemed to be a very confident person, but you also read this, and God tells him to be courageous several times in here in this passage. I think there's a reason for that. I think maybe Joshua was feeling a little overwhelmed that suddenly everyone is looking at him. Everyone, when they have a problem, they're all going to turn to you. When it's time to lead them across the Jordan River, everybody's going to look to you for answers. And before then, he was able to listen and see what Moses was going to say. But now it all fell on Joshua. So I'm going to start at the first verse. "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then shalt thou have a good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." And stop there. I want to admit, I've never read Joshua 1:9 the way the Lord brought it out to me this last week. Typically, I kind of have an "I commanded thee," and then I get to the part, "Be strong and courageous." And I kind of skip over the "have I not commanded thee" part. And at first I read that as "have I not commanded thee to be strong and courageous?" And maybe that's the context that it's meant to be. But I was looking at another, when I read it this week, that's not how I read it. There's another definition for command, and that is leadership. Have I not led you? I guess it's kind of the way the Lord brought it to my mind of, and being in command, commanding a group or commanding someone is typically a strong leadership. Someone who is very present and is authoritative, but also is able to handle the situation. So someone who's in command, who's commanding someone, who's leading with authority. So I look at this. When I like to read that to think of how I would feel if I was Joshua. And as God's telling him all these things, you know, Moses is dead, and Joshua's like, well, yeah, he is. And I really looked up to him, and he really was my mentor, and he helped me. And then immediately, God doesn't pull any. He says, Moses is dead, so now arise and take him on a cross. And that seems like quite a task for a new leader, I guess you would say. Moses is gone now, and now what I need you to do is it's time to go take over an entire land, and you're the one who's going to lead him across. But what God told him, he several times in here, he said, as I said to Moses, or as was with Moses, or as Moses did, or as I gave to Moses, so it will be with you. All the things that you witnessed, he said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So I was just quickly trying to, and I don't know how old Joshua would have been when they left Egypt, but, and I don't know what all Joshua saw before they left Egypt. I don't know what all, how God was working in his life up to that point. But the few things that I noted that Joshua had been a part of, he had been, so when God told him, have I not commanded thee? Have I not led thee to this point? Have I not been with thee up to this point? Joshua was at the Red Sea. He watched that part, and he walked across on dry ground. The pillar of fire and cloud guiding the Israelites. He watched, I'm assuming, the cloud move and block the view from the Egyptians, so the Egyptians couldn't see what was going on before they crossed the Red Sea. He witnessed that. He witnessed water from the rock more than once. Manna from heaven. He witnessed that on the ground when you wake up. Go gather it, eat it, whatever they had to do to it. I don't know if they had to prepare it or what, but it was there every morning. I don't know if he witnessed the, I guess you could say the miracle or the whatever you want to say of it. If you gathered too much one day, it turned had worms. And if you gathered too much, if you gathered enough for the next day on the day before Sabbath, it didn't have worms. He witnessed that. He saw God's hand in all that. He witnessed the victory over Amalek, where as long as Moses' hands were held up, they were victorious. And whenever Moses' hands got tired, then the Amalekites were defeating them. He witnessed that. He witnessed, he was on Mount Sinai with Moses. Now, I don't know how far up he went with Moses, but he went up Mount Sinai with Moses. It's very clear in the scripture that says, Moses said, me and Joshua are going up. And I don't know what all part Joshua had to play in that, but he was there, and he had to have witnessed what was going on the mountain. He had a much different response, it seems like, than the ones at the bottom who decided to make a calf. Joshua was presumably there when the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When the Lord put his blessing, when God put his blessing on the structure that he had told them to build, and so he was there when the glory of the Lord filled the place. So I look at this, and God is telling Joshua, kind of, let me back up a little bit. As the Lord is talking to him, I, like I said, I put myself in his shoes. I can know what my mind would be doing. And so as I read this, I can kind of see where God, as he's talking, he stops. No, as Moses was, as it was with Moses, so it will be with you. Be strong and courageous. Now, and then he tells him a little more, and he said, oh, be strong and courageous, Joshua. And he gets towards the end, right before he's done talking to him, because right after verse 9, Joshua gets up and gets to work. He says, Joshua, have I not been with you thus far? Have I not commanded you? Have I not been there? Do you remember Mount Sinai? Do you remember the Red Sea? Do you remember me coming into the tabernacle whenever y'all built it the way I told you to build it? Do you remember all those things? Do you not remember all those things, all that fear that you have in your heart? I don't think Joshua would be human if he didn't have a little bit of fear of what God was calling him to do. He was in charge at that point of God's people to guide them across into their inheritance. So I look at that as God's saying, Joshua, just look back. Look back on all these places. Every time that I've called you to do something, I was right there. Have I not commanded you? You know what else commanding means? It's leading someone. I was there leading you. Have I not commanded you? So I was leading the charge, so to speak. God was there when he told them to cross the Red Sea. How did the Red Sea get parted and dry? It was because God was there. How did two stone tablets get cut out and something written on them without man's hand? That was God was right there. And Joshua was probably the first person who Moses told that I just saw the back part of God as he passed by me. Joshua was probably the first person who heard that story. I don't know if Joshua was the first one who heard the Ten Commandments. He may have been the first one that Moses talked to Joshua as they're walking down. Joshua, you'll never believe what all the Lord has talked to me. And I don't know, I don't believe that we know all the stuff that God told Moses. Moses wrote an awful lot from that experience, but I think there was probably some moments that Moses had with God that, just like he has with us, that were deeply personal. And maybe Joshua was privy to some of that. And so God is telling him, Joshua, this is a big job ahead of you. But have I not commanded you up to this point? Have I not been there? So therefore, be strong and have a good courage. Be not afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't be worried or fretting over it. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. No matter what happens, David wrote it later in the scriptures. You know, if I ascend into heaven, there he is. If I ascend down to hell, there he is. If I behind and before, left, there's God is there already. But he's given Joshua the guidance too. Of look, I gave Moses instructions. Not that he doesn't want to discount the past. We heard this morning about, I think it was in Sunday school, about our heritage and our ancestry. Well, you can read in this and see that God was instructing Joshua to look at, you know, as Moses was and as Moses did, you know, I gave him the law. He said, turn not from that law. Turn not from it to the left or to the right. But he didn't say, look to Moses and everything that Moses did, do exactly that. No, he said, as I gave to Moses, so do you. But yes, look at Moses. How did Moses walk? Because he told me, Moses, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. He's using Moses as an example. Someone before Joshua, that Joshua can look back and say, Moses had success. What did Moses do that I need to incorporate into my life? God was in all this, he's out saying, have I not commanded thee? I think he's also kind of inferring, look back on, you know, he's an Israelite. He knew Father Abraham, he knew the stories of what happened with Isaac and with Abraham and all the people leading up to that. Have I not been with you? Have I not been present? Have I not commanded my people? Have I not been with you each and every step of the way? Well, I look to, I think is in Isaiah where the Lord told Isaiah, I don't remember exactly what the context is there, but he told Isaiah basically, when my word goes out, whatever I say, whatever I command, I don't remember exactly how it is worded, but he said, my word is going to accomplish what I want to accomplish. It's not going to return to me void. If I command you to do something, it's going to get done. And I need you to be strong and courageous. So whatever he commands, it's going to get done, whether it's going to be done by us or not. But he wants it to be done by the person that he's calling. He's saying, be strong and courageous. I am in command. I have commanded you. Look back. So I've been reflecting on some things that the Lord has done in my life. Of Lord, he's called me to do some things that I'm not comfortable with. But I also can look back on situations in my life that weren't comfortable, and I can see that God was with me. And it wasn't. Now looking on this side of it, I can look back like, well, that wasn't that bad, actually. It really wasn't that bad. So I have a question to you is, what is God asking of you right now? What is he asking of you that maybe seems too hard? Joshua, he hasn't asked me to do anything like Joshua yet, to lead someone across a horde of people across a river to go start attacking cities. He hasn't asked me to do that, but I look at this example and Joshua's response. There's, except for two little situations where it doesn't seem like Joshua consulted the Lord, the deal with Ai and then with the two people who claim to have been from a far country. But this experience seemed to have had a profound effect on Joshua, because immediately following this, it says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days we shall pass over this Jordan. He immediately went from that conversation with the Lord, where I read that and I see some concern, because the Lord's saying, be courageous. And maybe I'm putting things on Joshua that he wasn't feeling. I know how I would feel. And Joshua stood up and said, all right. He told his people, he said, go gather all the people and tell them we're fixing a cross. And he had an experience very similar to when Moses led them across the Red Sea. The River Jordan piled up on itself, and they were able to walk across. What do you think that did for Joshua's faith? Do you think he went back and remembered this and said, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest? As I was with my servant Moses, so I will be with you. Well, I think this is extended to us now. We have this word, and it says, he told Joshua, as I was with my servant Moses. Well, as he was with his servant Joshua, so he will be with me, as he was with my servant. We can look back on all these people who God was with and how God commanded their lives and led them through some very difficult situations, and God worked miraculously through their lives. So we can look back on people like that too and say, you know, God had command in their life, and I see how it turned out. But I can also look back on my own life and see, you know what? The Lord has walked with me through every single situation. So I'm just asking each one of us to think, to look back. Has God not commanded you? Has he not led you through serious situations? We have, I'll be honest, I've struggled sometimes with simple things like the Lord maybe did something miraculous for me. I remember one of the first things that I feel like the Lord did miraculously that I remember right now that I'm thinking of is when Andrew and I were in our first house and we were having trouble with our refrigerator or freezer, and I prayed for the freezer and it started working again. But you know what? It wasn't hard to forget that. And to next time I came up with something that was hard or that, you know, I needed done or I needed to do or needed help with, that faith, that remembering of the Lord was there. And there's different phases in my life, difficult places in my job, difficult situations that I've had to go through that were harder than anything I'd ever care to go through again. But it's so easy to forget how faithful God was to us then. You look at the Israelites and how they handled themselves. It was they were so back and forth with, they would see this, how could you cross the Red Sea, walk across on dry ground, and then grumble and say, Lord, you left us out here to die because you're not going to feed us. How can we do that? But have we not done that ourselves? Have we not been so fickle and petty as humans? That's why our brains work. We tend to forget the good things and hold on to the bad stuff. You go look at how people give reviews. Most of the time, people aren't going to give a good review because they love something, but they will be real quick to give a bad review if they hated it. That's typical human nature. You're more likely to remember the negatives than you are the positives. That's just how we do things, and I don't think that's the right way to do it, but that's our human nature, is to focus on the bad. But what the Lord is calling us to do is to look back, not at our failures and not at things, oh, I wish things could be the way it used to be. No, but whenever we're coming up against something that's difficult, maybe He's asking us to step out, to remember, have I not commanded you? Have I not been with you up to this point? As I was with you in the past, I will also be with you in the future. I have led you. And Jesus was like that with His disciples. I want to read a few passages in Matthew, because I feel like if I would have been one of the disciples that was physically with Jesus, I believe I would have been one of the ones that Jesus would have said, oh, you of little faith. I have a few passages here. Matthew 8 and 26. This is when, read verse 24 and down. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but He was asleep. And His disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And I think this happened again, where they were very afraid of a storm. And I know it happened whenever he came walking to them on the sea. They were afraid. In fact, let's go to Matthew 14, where He was walking on the water, and He talked to Peter. And Peter, this is Matthew 14 and 28. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come unto Thee on the water. And He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now, I don't think I know he wasn't. He wasn't ridiculing Peter for starting to sink. But I think I look back at what he told Joshua, have I not commanded you? Oh, Peter, did I not tell you to come to me? Did I not say, come on? Did you think that I was going to call you out on this storm, on this water, and then I was going to let you sink? And like I said, he was saying it out of love, but you read that, he said, oh, thou of little faith, why did you doubt? I told you to come to me. I told you to step out. So what Peter did is he stepped out, and I'm not throwing stones at Peter because I would have done the same thing. I probably wouldn't have got out of the boat to begin with. But Peter stepped out and was walking on water, and he lost faith. As he was walking on water, going to Jesus, and like that, he forgot the miracle that was happening. And Jesus was telling him, he said, Peter, have I not commanded you? Did I not lead you out here? I told you to come to me. You were on the water. You just had to keep walking. And he pulled him back up and helped him get on the boat. Then there's another one just right after this. And Jesus, this is one where Jesus did bring the past back to their mind. 16 and 8. Let's go to Actually, let's start at 16 and 5. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they, being human, they reasoned among themselves, saying, oh, it's because we have taken no bread. He's worried because we don't have any bread. What are we going to do now? We don't have bread. And he's hungry, and there's no way for us to get bread for him. Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? You're worried about the fact that you didn't bring bread? You remember what I did? Do you remember how I commanded the situation? The 5,000, how many? He asked them, he said, do you not remember how many baskets we picked up? We had 5 loaves and however many fish it was. And how many baskets did we pick up? And he said, neither the 7 loaves or the 4,000, how many baskets you took up there? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? I'm not saying I'm any better than the disciples, but I'm working on that. I want to get better, that whenever the Lord says, that when the Lord gives me instruction or when he gives me guidance, that I can put it through the filter of, well, what has God done for me before? Is he not going to lead me? Yes, it's scary to step out and go do this. Or, Lord, are you really calling me to do that? Because that's scary to step out and do that. It's scary to sometimes step out and do the will of the Lord. But I can promise you that if he is number one in our lives, that he will be with you. As he was with you in the past, as he was with his servant Moses and Joshua, and you can go all the way up through till now, so he will be with you. Have I not commanded you? Have I not? Am I not in charge? Peter, you sunk, but I told you to come. Am I not in control of this storm? He told the storm to be still and to be quiet, and it did. He commands everything around us, our situations. He commands where he wants us to be. He lets us know, guides us to our calling, to where he wants us to live. Let's not be afraid of what it is that he's calling us to do, to step out, be willing to step out, and to do the work that God has called us to do, because he has promised that whithersoever thou goest, I will be with you. But we do have a responsibility, and that is for us to be with him, to stay with us. We can't just go charging off in our own direction and expect the Lord to, well, okay, he's heading that way, I guess I got to part that river now. That's not how that works. We have to follow his plan. But he said, as long as you're going with my plan, I'm going to be with you. If I tell you to step out of the boat, guess what? You're going to be able to walk on the water. If I tell you to go talk to that person, guess what? I'll give you the words. If I tell you to be a song leader, I will give you the songs. I will give you the voice. Whatever, I don't know what he's calling each one of us to do, but I know that he's going to command us, and he's going to lead, and he's going to give us the strength to do whatever he asked us to do. One of the other verses that's been my favorite, and I'm going to read through several verses real quick. I want to go to Jeremiah 32 and 27. Just, I want to read some verses to hopefully remind us and maybe give some encouragement in closing. Jeremiah 32 and 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Joshua 21 and 45. There fell not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Let's see. 1 Thessalonians Well, I forgot to write that reference down, but the one where it says, faithful to him who calleth you, for he will do it, or something like that. Faithful is he who calleth you, for he will do it, I think is the basic scripture there. Hebrews 10 and 23 is a very similar scripture. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. God is not going to fail you now. He hadn't just suddenly lost the ability for you to walk on water. No, I don't think he's going to call us to go physically walk on water. But I will say this. I do believe he's the same God that gave Peter the power to walk on water. He's the same God who told the storm to stop. He's the same God who piled up the Jordan River when it was at flood stage, and they all walked across. He parted the Red Sea. He put manna on the ground. It's this very same God that told Joshua, have I not commanded you? Have I not led you to this point? Be strong and courageous. Be not dismayed, for I will be with you wherever you go. Y'all pray for me. I want to be true to the Lord.